Johnny?
Yes, Mr. Oldberg?
Mr. Berger?
So sorry.
Yes. For the past 2 weeks, I've been sending you to Mrs. Van Snort's dancing school.
Yeah.
You've said very little about it, haven't you?
Yeah, perhaps.
How are you coming along?
Well... It just ain't for me, Berger.
What?
That little finger cooking and down the nose looking.
Oh, I see. You're very fortunate to be accepted by her school.
Yeah. I think that's the dumbest smart set I ever saw.
What's the matter with him?
What's the matter with him?
Yes.
I wish you could see those girls. Braces on their teeth.
I see.
And the gam.
The what?
What fetlocks? Oh, no.
Just the same, young man. You're going to continue your dancing lessons.
Oh, gee, Berg, you don't know what you're doing to me. Why do I have to go to that polka parlor?
Now, Charlie.
I'll never be able to face Skinny Dugan and Gopher Puss or the rest of the gang.
I see. And why not?
Why not?
Yes.
You know what they'll do to me?
Oh, no.
They'll drum me out of the club. That's what they'll do.
Drum you out?
Yeah.
Out of what club?
Out of the Royal Order of Rat Sluggers.
Oh. Rat Sluggers. All right, then. All right, Charlie. You go ahead and associate with your Skinny Dugans and your Gopher Pussers and Rat Sluggers.
Yeah.
And you'll be just like them.
Well. <Yeah. laughs> Well, what's wrong with them?
What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Well, they're uncouth.
Really?
Yes.
Uncouth?
Yes, they are. And so are you.
What do you mean I'm uncouth?
Well, that's just what I mean.
I'll bet I'm as couth as the next guy.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'm probably a darn sight couther.
Well, Charlie, you are now at what we call the awkward age.
Oh, that's so?
Yes.
And dancing will teach you to walk with grace. Is she lonesome?
Oh, no. No, she's not lonesome.
Well, then I'll walk by herself.
No, Charlie. Some people walk with poise and dignity.
Uh-huh. Others walk like ducks.
Yes. Just like ducks.
What have you got to say? Quack, 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 quack. Are you interested in a dozen eggs?
No, I'm not.
Very well, then I'll waddle off.
Yes, all right. I'll even leave it to Ray Noble. Oh, Ray. I'm having a little trouble with Charlie.
Not again.
He objects to going to Mrs. Van Snort's dancing school.
Oh, why? What's the matter, Charles? Don't you like the ballet?
No, it's too strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me a ballet ache.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I guess I just ain't cut out to be a Nijinsky.
But, Charlie, dancing lessons will improve your posture, won't they, Ray?
Oh, yes, quite so, boy, quite so. Yes. Why, he'll come out of the class posturized.
Yes.
Posturized. Oh, yes. And you must try and get over that, Ray. You know, your joke simply curdled me with laughter.
All right.
Not good myself.
Yes, well,
incidentally, Charles.
Give it any more billing, is it?
As I say, I was having tea with Mrs. Van Snort the other day, and she told me she had quite a tiff with you at school.
What was this? Tiff or tea? Well, yes. You know, Bergen, tiff and tea at five.
No, what? Yeah.
I understand it was quite a row.
Oh, a row.
Oh, row.
That's right, blabbermouth. Tell everything. Right. Yes, keep right on dribbling. That's right.
Now, Charlie, what is all this about?
Well, it just happened during dancing class.
Dancing class?
Yes. You see, Stinky started it all.
Uh-huh.
You know Stinky.
Yeah. Well, isn't that Mrs. Van Snort's son, Skyler?
Yes, Skyler. Yeah, that's the name, Skyler, yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, he was bowing to his partner, see?
Yes.
And, I was standing right in back of him. Well, he really begged for it.
So what happened?
Well, you might say he lost his balance.
You might say.
Yes, you might.
Mm-hmm. You might. Yes. You expect me to believe that?
I'd appreciate very much if you would.
Yes. Skyler lost his balance.
Yes, sir.
I see.
that's what it is.
He lost his balance.
Yes.
He lost his balance.
What, all right, so I kicked him.
Yes. And then what happened?
Well, Mrs. Van Snort picked me up by the seat of the pants, and I hit her with a crumpet, an ear crumpet.
Oh, I see.
She started chasing me, and I did a jackknife dive into the punch bowl.
Oh, I see. How did you come out?
Punch drunk.
Yeah, all right.
Then everybody started fighting, and the side of the house fell off. From then on, it was open house.
Oh, no.
It was really a lovely brawl.
Charlie, darling, do you realize that you've disgraced me?
Have I, Bertie?
You certainly have. I'll be lucky if Mrs. Van Snort ever speaks to me again.
Oh, you won't be that lucky. You'll hear from her in court.
What?